Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to be reading to you from the small book of Ruth that occurs after the book of Ruth. And let me say that the judges, or rather champions, rule during 350 years of unrest, moral depravity, and some of calls. Spiritual awfulness and apostasy of the eternal way to God. The four chapters of Ruth are four acts in a drama. Chapter 1, you have the tears. Chapter 2, you have the toil. Chapter 3, trust. And chapter 4, trial. One of the leading characters, or personalities, that is, Naomi, moves from bitterness to death. And Ruth moves from love to love. This book opens with a family that finally appears outside of Yahweh's will, and the conflict of that situation. So, I'm going to begin reading the chapter 1 verse. In the days when the judges, or the champions, ruled, there was famine in the land. And a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife named Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Malon and they were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah, and they went to Moab, and now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. She was left with two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah, and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, that's been in Hebrew, it's a long time. After they had lived there, both Malon and Chilion also died, and Naomi, without her two sons, and her husband, she heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his by providing food for them, Naomi and her daughters-in-law returned from there. Her two daughters-in-law, she left the place she had been living out on the road that in that village. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Back, each of you to your mother's home. May the Lord show kindness that you have shown to your your dead and to the home, another house. Then she kissed them, and they dropped from my heart. Said to her, "This is the last of you." But Naomi said, "Return home, my son. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have a son? Even if I thought there was no hope for me, even if I had a husband and wife, then a birth be brave until they grew up. Would you remain unmarried? No, my dear. It's more bitter for you. But the Lord has found look at you. Your sister-in-law is at her home. Stop. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to reach for that. Go, stay idle. Your people will be my people and your God is God. So you die, I will die. There I am. May the Lord deal with you. He is ever so severe to me. That's the way she I only realized, so she stopped serving. Then the two women went on and treated Bethel. Now let me tell you the first one that they made Bethel the house of bread. When they arrived in Bethel, the whole town served the thousands of women. And this Naomi. So, "Don't call me Naomi," she told me. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty made very clear." So, once again, "Don't call me Naomi. Told to call me Mara, because the Almighty made Mara very great. I went to full, but the Lord has brought me back. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has accepted mighty brought which this is a very important case. Bitterness and let us carefully note the fact that Ruth is a believer. She is part of the, or a member of the book, believer. She is a member of the believer. You see in the narrative that she is most certain her life, she has most certainly experienced great tragedy and the loss of her husband in the wretch and in the loss of her two sons, Mahlon and so, you know, grief and hurt. You know that she's hurt. And she has experienced great tragedy. So, read this narrative. Great. And what comes across in a very poignant is her new self-understanding. Her new self-understanding is all for shows that now And it is very interesting that when she returns to Nineveh after this prolonged they say in the verse, Cain can tell me that notice Cain. First thing she tells or says is, "Sonny, don't call me Ma." Because the Almighty has made very so the only use of understanding is in. So, in yesterday's show, we talked about and the book of the book of Hebrews also in the New Testament the word and in the book of Hebrews, a stream of a mini trial or something. Very, very powerful. And so we note that bitterness. Much like in the physical life, neurotoxin destroys poison nerves. So, bitterness, very destructive. He reaches the definition. Another word that is so here is Naomi, and this is what she feels. To understand the attitude originated from her thinking, her own, her personal interpretation. No one gave, no one down her interpretation. But we get insight. Please note that thoughts color our emotion, or thoughts provide the content for our emotion. She has remained mocked or different. And note the language of that speech. She doesn't say, "I am different." That's very good. Or I am and work with this hurts over and over. Injustice. So he feels that has experienced justice and this or interpretation. And I'm not negating interpretation, but one perceives and then one rehearses what that perceiving does over and over. It is very disturbing. Oftentimes, one finds bitterness and the word bitterness. Long been noted in Russian literature and also now what there's a very important book called The Soul of Noble, which is called Soul. It would be global. And I can't recall the office, but there is about last one. But has her thought or and so she tells us in the book that the Almighty has made my life. Note this very, I want to be told the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me? No. So we have great compassion. This is what she feels about herself. We know that she is the unstable emotion. She tells us in this that she is unstable or in an unstable emotion. We know that she is captured by grief. At her great loss. And the way that she tells her story is very powerful. Let us note also that what has been done, and she may or may not be aware of what has been done, but her thoughts have been weaponized against her. Now, persons who are bitter at business, you may or may not realize that due to their bitterness, the person weaponized is of the thoughts. And I'm sure that this person may feel that, well, this is my reaction. My reaction is to feel this way for an individual. So that's done. There's justice for me who is now embedded in the soil of my. And I don't know anyway. I don't know how. So now my now so I want to put the cover what it needs to be this is what Paul writes from verse 11. He says, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the gospel. Verse 13. Neither yield to your members, that is, the members of your body, neither your spiritual being, neither yield to your members as instruments of unrighteousness, unto sin, but yield yourself to God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Sin shall not have dominion of you, for you are not under the law. Do not trivialize, but you cannot trivialize it. So, very, very. Note this. Neither yield to your members as it should be. Now the word there that is translated instrument, the word hafla. H-O-P-L-A. Hafla. And hafla means instrument of war. Instrument of war. So the individual can weaponize his mind, himself first. The individual can weaponize God, himself first. So the weaponization of things against oneself also. Very motion, thought, and the way to create that old act or way of being a person or an event or an attitude of faith. That's it. And the negative aspect of bitterness or rejection. Now, as a weapon, that is the first now weaponized mind. And this can go on. And it can be very, very exciting. Because when one is down, you can find peace. Now, there are those who are able to over time. Person's able to do the initial shock. and resentment. My name is Chef, who is angry. Right. Fear. The feeling of self-respect, of shock. I agree with that. There are two words in the group. There's okay, which means anger as a state of mind or origin. In fact, there are three words. One, there's orge, anger, state of mind, and that's kuma, which means the movement, the quiet movement of the air. Kuma means the expression in the rises up suddenly and it comes to an apex, and then the anger anger takes time. Very, 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 very. And so Bible tells us that is Romans 6, verse 13, I have yield to your members of the mission. Our instruments of war unto sin. So Bible also tells us how we think. Now, when own on own thought, weaponized. Well, this is a very dangerous situation. And the individual may stop, not know how to get on. But in it, so the spiritual life. There's no individual is in bondage and feel that he or she has the right feel this way. Note the language. I have a right to feel this way because of use comment because of justice. I have a right to not be that weaponized and that's a very serious emotion, very serious spiritual emotion. Next show. Talk about having a talk machine.